Thank you, and a warm welcome from my side to this afternoon call. And thank you for joining in on such a short notice. Reason for us calling in is that we just completed signing of selling a majority stake of our Metro China business to Wumei. Now, I always ask you to pay attention to the disclaimer, and then let me just move on and put this transaction into the context of our strategy, which, of course, continues to focus on transformation to wholesale. And as we always have emphasized, the optimization of our portfolio is a significant part of this transformation. It has been over the course of the last years. If you have been observing how we have been dealing within the wholesale division, the portfolio, the focus on B2B has been consistent along all transactions. At the same time, we are observing an intensified like-for-like momentum in our core business, which is strongly driven by both core target groups, HoReCa and Trader. Not enough for us, and that's the reason why we actually are focusing on expanding our wholesale presence through the strategy which we call 360 degrees wholesale that we have elaborated in July. And I will shortly mention that in a couple of minutes, because it provides even more differentiation and, as we believe, as well, a lot of additional growth. Last but not least, today's transaction is a very important milestone because essentially it unlocks significant funds for the further transformation of Metro. Now let's look into Metro China, and let me emphasize, it is a strong and a high-quality business. It has been built over 23 years and very much with a strong emphasis on food safety and food quality. As such, we were able to generate $2.7 billion in sales at roughly 5% EBITDA margin in calendar year or fiscal year 17-18. The business right now is present in 59 cities. We are operating 97 stores. And as I said, we were able to established a brand equity in China, which more and more was also demanded by consumers. And that is the reason why the share in this business in HoReCa and Trader actually is less than 30%. 70% is SCO. And those of you who have been observing the business development within the portfolio of Metro know that this is a sector where we also have learned other people have different capabilities, and teaming up with others might be a very good idea. Also, in light of the fact that the Chinese market is very dynamic, lots of investments are going into the market, and considering where we need to emphasize our future growth, we have teamed up now with a strong partner that will help us to ensure that our current asset base that we have in China can actually move to a very successful future. Therefore, we are combining our current asset base, including the management that has been able to establish this successful presence in China. We are contributing our current store base and infrastructure to a new partner, Wumei, who is for sure one of the strong players in the retail sector in the Chinese market, not only in the physical space with a very strong store presence with more than 1,000 stores, but also in the digital space. And Dmall is an iconic platform for connecting digital to grocery. And all of this together will lead now to a combination that should ensure future success in the Chinese market. We will continue to be linked to this through a 20% stake in this new entity. We are committed to the success of our joint business. We are also present with two non-executive seats in the board, and therefore we also will be able to craft the future of this Chinese entity, and certainly at some point in time even generate more value, because also, of course, as part of risk mitigation, we negotiated a put option as part of the transaction. Now let me hand over to Christian, who will elaborate on the details of this transaction.
Thank you, Olaf, and good afternoon, everyone. The transaction we have signed today can be summarized as follows. We sell a majority stake in our Chinese operations to Wumei, The transaction values Metro China at 1.9 billion euros enterprise value. That is for 100%. That is a sales multiple on EV of 0.7 times and more than 12 times EV to EBITDA based on the 17-18 numbers. This valuation is also driven by the real estate ownership and the included unrealized development potential. We are very satisfied with the valuation we have achieved, as it clearly reflects both the strong past performance as well as the future potential of our operations. Because of this future potential, we further retain a 20% stake. Through this stake, we are able to participate in the upside potential, and we are also protected with customary exit provisions. We expect the transaction to close latest in Q2 calendar year 2020 and to generate net proceeds of more than 1 billion euros. So how will this transaction impact reporting? First of all, we'll book Metro China as a discontinued operation according to IFRS 5 as of 30th of September 2019. As our guidance was provided based on a setup including China, we will of course present all guidance relevant KPIs including China for comparability. After closing, the 20% will be reported as an equity participation in accordance with IAS 28. We expect a net impact on Metro's EBITDA of roughly minus 125 million euros on an annualized basis. This includes the deconsolidation of Metro China's EBITDA, the expected income from the 20% stake, and the TSA income. Please note that these figures are highly preliminary and should only serve as a rough indication. At the same time, I wanted to use the opportunity to update you on the real estate gains for 2018-19. We've been very successful in 2018-19 on realizing value from real estate transactions. We even have completed a project in China earlier than expected and hence generated another 80 million euro in gains. This brings us to a total of roughly 350 million euros real estate gains in 18-19, and as a result of this shift, the expected real estate gains in 19-20 are expected to be more in the mid-double-digit euro million range. With that, let me hand over to Olaf, who will provide context on what the transaction means for Metro.
Well, thank you, Christian, and let me emphasize that this is one of the big steps to simplify the portfolio and get our focus on our core target groups, HoReCa and Trader. As you can see, the combined target groups right now after this transaction will have a share in sales of 70%, moving up 4 percentage points. This clearly strengthens our profile as wholesale company and shows that we are having a much stronger mix when it comes to sales. On top of that, the proceeds in excess of 1 billion euros are enabling us to accelerate our growth, and our ambition for the coming years is to continuously progress with our sales momentum, as we have been able now over the course of the last 3 years already to significantly step this up. So if you look into the two components that we are focusing on right now in this very moment in time in our strategy implementation, our portfolio simplification is advancing. We are also watching the Real process with close attention, and we are seeing now good progress being made, while this process still will require a couple of weeks until completion. We are also preparing to adjust our structures, as you have heard earlier in the month of September. We are preparing to review the setup of our structures alongside a wholesale profile, specifically in preparation for the moment in time where this group is not a group that is diversified on wholesale and some food retail, but then it's a fully focused wholesale company. Our organic growth, as you have heard me saying before, is improving. In both target groups, we are now north of 4% on a like-for-like level, and total group sales until 9-month period were trading around 2.3%, which is quite substantially up to previous year. We also launched another growth driver for the future, which is Metro Markets. Metro Markets is a fully fledged marketplace for the HoReCa industry, where we are about to offer a much longer tail of products in partnerships with independent vendors and sellers who will use our marketplace as a platform and therefore benefit from the unique reach and the trust in Metro's brands. This platform has been launched in the German market first and is now about to scale for growth. And once we have achieved a certain stable volume, we are moving this into many other countries within the Metro portfolio. As an example for our Wholesale 360, I would reference to a new product range that has been launched actually 2 weeks ago. You have observed our partnership with one of the largest retail chains for kitchen equipment and kitchen services, Pentagas, earlier this year. This puts us in a position to not only provide great product to our customers on the food side, but also now to modernize our customers when it comes to utilization of the most modern equipment at very attractive terms. Now, Govenience is tailor-made for some of these products, especially combi steamers. It is a range of high-quality convenience products, therefore the word Govenience, that will enhance quality of product at our customer's place, and at the same time boost efficiency. With the proceeds that we are gaining from this transaction, I mentioned that before, we will accelerate our growth. We furthermore will intensify our effort with bolt-on M&A acquisition, specifically in the food service distribution space. And as a result of this transaction, we have replaced SEO-driven earnings, which we want to replace with pure B2B earnings in the coming years, and therefore recover the decline in EBITDA in the foreseeable future. Now, let me sum up. The transaction is about selling a majority stake in Metro China to Wumei for an implied enterprise value of 1.9 billion. Cash proceeds will be in excess of 1 billion euro. However, we will continue to be present in China through our 20% stake in order to also contribute to the successful development or the Chinese asset base in the future. It is indeed a very important milestone in repositioning Metro. At the same time, we have seen organic growth accelerating, and this now in combination with our capability to invest more should prepare us for even more progress in the coming future. Not to forget, in the coming near-term future, we are also preparing ourselves for getting ready organizational-wise and preparing for efficiency measures in the month to come. More update on that once we have more progress on those projects. Thank you for your attention, and now Christian and myself are ready to take questions. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we'll begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. And one moment for the first question, please. The first question comes from the line of Andrew Porteous of HSBC. Please go ahead.
Hi guys, congratulations on the transaction. A couple of questions from me. The first of those is, do you anticipate the strategy of the Chinese business that you're selling into this new vehicle changing under the new ownership structure? Or do you expect it to just sort of stay the same? And the second is, how do you repatriate value out of that business going forward? Is there a fixed mechanism for paying out dividends? You know, do you lose this sort of profit and cash stream going forward, or is there a way we can get that back?
Yeah, well, let me answer the first question and hand over the second to Christian in a minute. First of all, with all the respect also to Wumei, I'm sure that they will articulate their strategic approach here. But in trust of our fair partnership with them, I can say that they are convinced that combining the footprint and the strong brand equity of Metro in China with their very strong presence commercially and also digitally should be able to create additional growth and therefore more value. So there will, of course, be now continuity and consistency, and I would expect that this is certainly true for the brand position and this very strong commitment to quality and safety. On the other hand, there's a lot of innovation coming from Wumei that should fuel further growth. But as I said, I, with all the respect for our partner there, it's probably also good to let them have a more detailed explanation of the plan forward.
And with respect to the question of how the P&L effects are ongoing down the road, there is basically one effect as we go along and continue owning the 20%, which is the equity participation and the related accounting. So basically that participation is increased by our share in the net profit, and it is reduced by any dividends that are being distributed according to then the strategy down the road. And upon a potential future disposal of that, obviously, any value that is being generated at that stage will flow into Metro.
Excellent. Just one quick follow-up, if I could, as well, just on the SEO thing. I mean, you've obviously sold this because it has a big SEO share that you see as sort of, let's say, inconsistent with your strategy. What are the last areas of big SEO share within your business, and is there any read across from this disposal into those areas?
Yeah, good question, and certainly one that we have high on the agenda. And let me be there very clear. Our aspiration is to have a strong emphasis on either HoReCa, Trader. In a few places, it could be possible to have focus on the two. And our aspiration is to be among the top three in a given core target group, i.e. being the market leader, number two or number three. We are reviewing, in the context of our value creation plans that we have established in the recent past, this on a permanent basis. At the moment where we come to the conclusion, it is not reasonable to expect that we can come to one of those positions in the foreseeable future, we activate portfolio management. I would not go now in details nominating names here, but you can rest assured that portfolio optimization stays high on our agenda.
Thank you, guys.
The next question is from Bruno Montanay of Bernstein. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. My first question is trying to think about the 1 billion euro of cash proceeds you get. You could be returning it to shareholders, dividends or the like, but you decide to reinvest it in growth. Now, you say you're already growing at 4% on a like-for-like basis in those areas where you want to grow. So if you're going to reinvest at 1 billion euro, what growth level are you targeting with that extra 1 billion euro? Should we expect you to step up from 4% or 6-7%? Can you just clarify what you're expecting to get from that 1 billion euro of reinvestment? And second of all, you've referred to the efficiency measures on which the plans you're working. Is there anything you can say in terms of the order of magnitude of how big such a restructuring could be in terms of potential savings? Thank you.
Yeah, Bruno, thank you for the questions, and I think both very valid. We indeed aspire for superior growth of 4% in both groups and also on a higher growth level for Metro AG in total as a result of this and a much purer sales mix composition. However, it's probably not right now the best moment in time to go through this, as we would like to do this in a more comprehensive way and therefore also give more clarity on the midterm target setting. The last time we did that was on the Capital Markets Day, December 2016. As part of this transaction and some transaction to come, like the Real transaction, we feel like we need to go through a comprehensive communication with you guys in the not-too-distant future, and there we will share numbers in detail. For the moment, I can absolutely confirm our ambition is to accelerate the growth, both in the organic way we are running the business for HoReCa and Trader, added by the FSD, the food service distribution, and the franchise effort, and not to forget our aspiration to become a full-circle partner for that client base. More precise numbers then to follow on one of the upcoming events in the not-too-distant future. And the same applies on this restructuring effort. It is clear that with the disposal then of Real, we will have a necessity to adjust a couple of legacy infrastructures that we have. This includes the headquarter, but it includes also cross-services entities. We are in the preparation of doing this, and only once we have that quality level of detail, we'll come back with a whole set of numbers on what that means in regard of the impact on savings and effort also to reduce the cost.
And maybe one follow-on question, and I missed the first few minutes of the call. Given the 1.9 billion euro of enterprise value, am I right that there's about 600 million euros of financial net debt that must be sitting in China that you will be getting rid of? Is that my correct understanding?
No, the business is free of debt, and if you compare the 1.9 billion of enterprise value and the 2.1 of equity, that basically shows that there is even net cash. But there are certainly around the transaction then the customary network and capital adjustments, and you should keep in mind that next to transaction taxes and other topics, we do retain a 20% stake that needs to be taken into account on that. The more than 1 billion is the cash in upon closing of us afterwards still owning 20%.
So there's no financial debt that moves, and so the 1 billion euro plus taxes plus others get you to the 1.9 billion. Okay, thank you.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question comes from the line of Olivier Calvet of Kepler.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. I'm calling on behalf of Fabienne. Just to come back on the valuation, you said you had net cash in China. What would be the approximate amount of the valuation of WooMade then?
Sorry, can you just maybe clarify the question? We didn't fully understand it.
So in the delta between your 1 billion and the 1.9 EV, is the difference only in the net the net cash, or is it WooMade as well?
Well, we will be owning after this transaction 20% of pretty much exactly the same perimeter of the entity that we do now own the majority, with a small currently minority partner that is in there. So therefore, the 20% is basically our ownership in our previously majority-owned business down the road.
Okay, so this ownership is not in WooMade Group. This is what I had understood before.
This is correct.
Okay.
And maybe to add for clarity, if you compare the proceeds against the enterprise value, it's the 20%, as Christian mentioned, and not to forget the 10% that is owned by the minority shareholder that is sold by them. We have a 10% minority shareholder in Metro China. I think that's important to understand the bridge between those.
Okay, understood. Very clear. Thanks.
And there are no further questions at this time. I hand back to Olaf Koch for closing comments.
Well, thank you indeed for joining in on such short notice on a Friday afternoon. We highly appreciate your participation. Should you have any further questions, don't hesitate to contact our IR team. Other than that, I wish you a great evening and a good weekend. Thank you.